flames from the engine bay.
You'd be into that, Andrew Kelleher from JMIA Wealth, wouldn't you?
I'm loving that. How so cool you've got your that? Own, you've got your own portable flamethrower.
You could burn your driveway up each and every morning. Now, the World Cup, have you done some numbers on the World Cup?
Yeah, look, we had to talk about the World Cup, didn't we? And Mike, and the obvious place to go is to look at the economics behind the tournament. But we're not going to do that because that's too simple. And just for your guide, the numbers are big. And actually, one little very interesting fact is, economically, you don't want to host the World Cup. You want to win the World Cup because there is good evidence to show that the GDP of the country that wins the World Cup actually lifts in the quarter following the World Cup. So you want to win it. Don't host it. You want to win it. No, we're going to look at something else today, Mike. We're going to include AI in this. We're going to look at the venerable old Economist magazine, 170 years old. They ran a model to try and identify what makes a country good at football and to translate that into the potential results. So they've looked at the underlying sporting and economic factors that determine a country's footballing potential. They looked at GDP, so wealth, mm-hmm. which you say, well, that's not important, but it is, because if you're not a rich country, the players tend to disappear. You look at the popularity of the games, they look at Google searches, national enthusiasm and spending on sports, they look at Olympic medals per person, a number of other filters. They ended up with a model that explains 40% of the variance in average goal difference. But what did it tell us? Uruguay, a bit of an outlier. Spain, Argentina, Portugal and Brazil, they all feature, so keep an eye on those guys. They also said that sporting administrators can't actually do a lot about this. This is all predetermined. But Mike, Goldman Sachs,
yes.
They've gone all disruptive technology on us on this. They've used machine learning, read AI, to predict what's going to happen at 2018 World Cup. So they ran 20,000 models looking at the team and individual player attributes, and then they did 1 million variations of the tournament to calculate the probability of the advancement of each squad. So if you've got your pad and your crayon ready, if you're going to have a bit of a punt on the World Cup, here you go. Brazil to win,
yes.
Beating Germany in the final. France to make the semis and Portugal also to make the semis. One very important rider here, Mike, very important rider. As part of this simulation, they said Russia would not make it out of the group stage.
No.
Saudi Arabia would be the surprise team.
Oh,
so
no.
Go the machine. Russia won 5-0.
Day one, they're wrong already. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Discount everything I just said.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Now, talk to me about fishing. Fishing is interesting. Yep. Sustainable models coming. The world is changing.
Yeah, if you're in Nelson today, apparently the new state-of-the-art fishing vessel, the Tokatu, that's a new Sea Lord vessel. It arrives in Nelson today. This is a brand spanking new, very expensive boat, $70 million worth of kit. I think if you're in Nelson, you can go down and have a look at it as well. Now, it's the first modern vessel to be added to our deep water fishing fleet in over 20 years, which I find quite remarkable because it means we've had not a lot of money or capital investment in deep water fishing for a couple of decades. Look, they started building this in January 2017. 80 people can work on board this boat, Mike. That gives you an idea of how big it is. Over 80 meters long. The thing is, the ship uses this thing called precision seafood harvesting technology. It's a new approach to catching fish. It does away with the traditional trawl net. If you're really interested, you've got to go and Google it because it's hard to explain. It almost uses like a tube type mechanism which the fish swim into and they almost come on board the ship live. It's really cool, really good. It's New Zealand technology.
Love it.
It's done a collaboration in the fishing industry. Fantastic stuff.
I like it. What are the numbers for this Friday morning?
Yeah, very quickly. ECB left rates unchanged, actually, Mike, and the European share market's on a bit of a tear. Germany and France both up over 1%. Dow Jones, 25,177, down 23. The S&P 500, 27843, up small. NASDAQ, 7762, up 67. FTSE 100, 7765, up 62. The Nikkei, they were up over 1%, 22738. Shanghai Composite, down small, 3044. The ASX 200, 6016, also down small. And we were relatively unchanged on the NZX yesterday. The NZX 50 at 8978. Kiwi dollar against the US this morning, a little bit weaker, 0.6980, but stronger against the Aussie, 0.9316, 0.6013 against the euro, 0.5250 pounds, 77.13 yen. Gold trading at $1,302.77. Brent crude, $76.06.
Perfect. Enjoy the weekend. See you Monday. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth, and he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.